Sup, guys?
Hey.
Can't. Oh, I forgot to unmute you. Nope, this is a better show.
Yeah, shut up.
God, you turn that on, you just hear rumors.
Shut up.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot to unmute you, man.
Way to go, man.
Also, I did not do any show prep. Here's what happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we play a computer game and not a console game.
Yep.
And when I say computer game, I sound like an old man.
It's on that dare computer game thing.
You're playing in computer games all day. But whenever you play a computer game, I have to do a lot more work to get it ready for Colby Plays Games.
Oh, yeah.
And so I spent a good 30 minutes doing that. And then I was like, all right, donezo. And then I forgot to write down show topics.
Good go, man.
So, I mean, we don't need them.
Nah.
What's up, Menace?
Nah, what's up,
Bird Law?
Nah.
I assume other people are here.
Nah.
Bird Law said early in the show, you know what old Jack Burton always says, and I don't understand that reference.
It's a reference to Big.
How do you know that?
I looked it up.
Oh, okay. He looked it up.
Yeah.
I figured it was a reference to our show title, which is Big Trouble in Little Podcast.
Uh-huh.
But we definitely have never seen Big Trouble in Little China.
No.
Do you know who's it? I think Jack Nicholson's in it.
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I feel like Jack Nicholson's in it.
I just had it pulled up.
It's some old dude.
Kurt Russell? Kurt Russell.
Star-Lord's dad?
Yep.
Wow. Never would expect that. Keep it 100, my dude. How you doing? Russell. You out there keeping it 100. My dude.
Dude, he's keeping it 100.
Hey, man, how you doing? How's your week been?
Long.
When's Britt get back?
Sunday.
You're almost there, man.
Almost.
When's she get back on Sunday?
Before the show.
She gonna be here for it?
Yes.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Maybe. It depends.
Okay.
It depends. She said she was gonna sleep through my show, and then she said she was gonna clean my bathroom.
I mean, she's... Dude, she must really miss you. She come home and scrub your week.
Like, no.
Like, he's got girlfriends gone poops over the last 2 weeks, too. Like, just... Like, no regard for other people's personal well-being for those poops. Is she going to come clean your bathroom?
Disgusting.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
No, it's not.
There's no difference between girlfriend here and girlfriend gone poops.
Well, me and you live two different lives, then.
Apparently.
We don't
anymore.
Like,
shoot it? Shoot it all over the place?
I'm getting married. I've known Chris almost 8 years. My poops are the same. My poops now are girlfriend's gone poops when she's here.
That makes no sense. I don't know what girlfriend's here.
You gotta temper the noise during the early parts of your relationship.
No, I just don't poop.
Yeah, exactly, see? And you pooped while she was gone.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay, you got me there.
Men know what I'm talking about, man. It's a difference, you know? It's like girls, you know, girls don't fart, and then like 3 years of the relationship, they like eat a whole Chipotle burrito, and then the house smells like it afterwards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Well, one day you'll know when you get far in a relationship.
I'll know.
You know? Life raft, put down some layers of toilet paper in the bowl first to reduce some noise. Ooh, that's smart. It's wasteful, but intelligent.
How does that make any sense?
It's a buffer. It's like putting foam on your walls in a recording studio. It's like that, but the bowl.
It's not at all.
I don't think
it's at all like that.
Beautiful. See, Keep It 100 knows, because you know he's got ladies all the time over at his place just touching its beard and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
We're dropping frames.
Why you look over there and tell me that?
Because it was red.
It's fine. We dropped 149 frames. That's nothing.
It's back.
It's 5 seconds.
It's back now, though.
It's 5 seconds. No one cares if we drop frames. Right?
I care.
I've gone full circle on it, and now I'm just mad every time it drops frames, and I just get mad at it. It's all I can do.
Yeah.
There's no fixing it. It's as good as it's going to get unless we upgrade to business internet. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Because we're not a business.
I don't think
we're in my
to do
we're
that.
In my son's room.
Yeah.
Not business internet quality, really.
We need a studio for that.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. I still have that guarantee. I see it right over there on the stand. It's still over there. A signed, written guarantee.
Oh, yeah, man. A guarantee.
Is this the one you crossed out?
No.
No, see?
I guarantee that this is a guarantee and that this guarantee is legally binding.
Well, there you go. What more do you need?
How does that have anything to do with whatever we discussed? That was a guarantee.
Well, because it calls back to whatever the air, what we said on the air about you buying a studio, and you're like, I need a guarantee.
Don't think that holds up in court.
But that guarantee
no
holds
reference
up
to it at all in this.
Well,
guarantee.
We have a bird lawyer in chat, so I'm sure he could let us know.
It has nothing to do with birds.
We could get a bird involved.
Do you want to do that now? Because I think it's a little too late.
We could get a bird involved.
I'm pretty sure
it's a
little
doctor
too late.
The tapes. Get a parakeet in here.
Beak.
I really enjoyed that meme you shared in the Discord, man.
Dude,
I shared that on my stream when I saw
it.
I shared that on my stream. I was like, this is a really good... I think my quote was, this is a really great meme from Colby. I'm glad he's doing this instead of making my emotes.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said. So.
Yeah, that's probably smart. You gotta remind me,
okay, here's,
man.
Okay, here's the thing, all right? Like, chat,
I have a life
let me tell,
outside of this show.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
It's called Miller. Miller life.
High life. The Miller High Life. That's my life outside of this
show. That's
Chad,
it, man.
Here's an update for you, okay? So the joke was is that if Colby rage quits getting over it before the 2 hours is up, that he'd spend the whatever remaining time was left on my emotes. And I told him that before the show started, and he looked at me, and he goes, what emotes? Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know, the one like Z-Swig blind? And he goes, ooh. Yeah, that's been a second for those. And I'm like, yeah, April 16th, we looked it up. And then he, you know, he's like, you got to remind me. So
yeah, man.
I don't like reminding you because then I feel like I'm bugging you to do free work. Like, I really just need you to remember and do it so I don't feel like I'm tone. I don't want to be tone. Like, how much, like, when he asks you to do something... Let's say you get it on a Sunday, and then you deliver it on a Tuesday. In that 48 hours, how many times does he text you about, is it done yet?
I don't know, not a lot.
But he does text you.
Mm-hmm.
Bugs you about it. I don't want to do that. I mean, granted, 2 months, probably a long time to
probably
not remind you. But
just be like, hey, man, you remember... Remember those emotes that you're supposed to
do? I mean, I just imagine they're not that hard.
It's not like, don't be like, are they done, motherfucker? Because then I'm going to be like, yeah, they're done. You're not getting them.
48 times every
you're
hour.
You're not getting them.
Well,
be
I mean,
like, hey, do you remember this happened?
Hey,
and
man.
And I'm going to be like, no.
Do you remember when I sent you that email about emotes?
No, because he sent me 5 other things after that email.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's factual. Well, the priority was... I think at the time, honestly, the priority was Seth and Colby branding before we realized how difficult that was.
Because
we didn't know that. We were virgin idiots back then. All right, and then emotes, and then just to pass it my branding.
Oh, I did have an idea about the Seth and Colby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this something worth sharing, or should we keep it to ourselves?
I was going to... Yeah, I mean, it's just a very loose theme.
Okay.
I was going to do cyberpunk.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Let's do it.
We're about the future here, right?
If you would have said it's about genocide, I would have been like, yes, make that brand. That's great. Please get a brand done. Please, we got Reddits to brand. We got Twitters to brand. I got Instagrams to brand. And Cyberpunk's awesome, dude. Just steal Cyberpunk 2077's entire look.
That's what I was thinking.
Just do the whole, just steal the whole thing.
Yeah, might as well, right?
And now that we told everybody, they're going to be like, this looks like Cyberpunk 2077. That's right.
That's the point.
That's right.
All of our intros are movie covers, so, like, might as well do another cover.
Right. Oh, I agree.
What if the game sucks?
It won't.
What if it does?
It won't.
What if it does?
I'll kill myself. It can't suck. It's going to be the greatest game of all time. Gonna be the greatest game of all time.
All time.
All time.
What's your all-time favorite game right now, though?
The Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah.
Wild Hunt.
Why?
It's the best game ever made. Best story. Geralt's... Oh, I love Geralt. Oh, it's the best game ever made.
I don't understand your love for that.
You gotta play the game, man. You gotta play the game.
I don't.
You
I'm
got
not
to.
Gonna. Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Andrew, Andre,
only way that you're gonna get it.
The writer of The Witcher turned 70 today, by the way. Happy birthday to that man.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw that license plate I put in Discord.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, is this dude just saying, like, he's a Witcher?
Well, Chris goes, I think he's The Witcher, and I said it's The Witcher 3.
Yeah, because he put the 3 in there.
Right. And Chris is like, how do you know it's a thing? He's like, because a man who has that discerning of taste is going to recognize all of Geralt's 3 adventures. That's what I said to her in the car. I yelled it at her just like that.
Jesus.
And I said, unless you include Hearts of Stone and Blood and Wine, and then it's 5 adventures. And then I believe I said, and if you count him having sex with Shawnee, that's 6 adventures, and that's the only adventure I want to go on. That's what I said. And she goes, I know you do. And then we talked about go grocery shopping or whatever. So that's my life.
Menace fought for what now?
He fought for you to have a better game, man.
What does that mean? He voted
well, have
for
you
not
seen,
that game?
Have you seen the poll?
No.
You should look at the poll.
Oh, I know it's all getting over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the biggest landslide I've ever seen for a video game. Like, first of all, 11 votes. I don't think we've ever had more votes. Ever. Getting Over It has 54.55% of the votes. Again, like, Dark Souls 3 to me, is shocking. Shocking that they don't want to see that. That shocks me.
But, well, they saw the Bloodborne and they don't want to watch that again.
I don't know why.
It was terrible.
I think we peaked at Bloodborne. It's been downhill since then.
Definitely has not. Zombies was like right.
Well, yeah, there. I mean for your personal pleasure, but I mean entertainment value, I think Bloodborne
entertainment? Yeah, it was pretty... It was entertaining to watch that, I guess. Cuphead was not entertaining.
No, you wanted to die during Cuphead. Yeah. What else wasn't good?
Wasn't good?
I think Skyrim was pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine.
Mario Maker was pretty good.
That was terrible.
My son seemed to enjoy it quite a bit, so, you know... How do you think he's going to enjoy Getting Over It?
Yeah, you not, because don't let him watch this episode. There's going to be way too
Why
much.
Is Uncle Colby so angry? He's got problems, son.
He does.
He stuffs him down with Miller Lite.
Mario Party was stupid.
Mario Party was... you played. I can't believe I still can't believe I won that. It's unbelievable to me. I would not have called it, man. Never would have called it. He played Skyrim, yes.
Piece of shit.
Yes, he did. For Honor Blue.
For Honor was great. I enjoyed it.
He was too good at it.
No, I enjoyed it.
I know. I don't like the games you enjoy.
I beat you in Zombies too, so...
Yeah, you did, man. Congratulations. Let's have a Gwent off, alright?
Oh, yeah, let's do it,
let's
man.
Have a Gwent off.
I will throw down every random card ever because I know none of them. I know nothing about that game.
Dude, all I would like to play is Gwent, please.
If let's
I
could, play Liar's Dice, man. We could do that.
Dude, Liar's Dice, man. I'd
How
be
about
all
Colby
for that.
Colby plays board games. That'd be even better.
Dude, don't you can't do that. Tone would be so sad.
Why?
If you played board games live,
Does he want to do that?
Well, I thought that's his whole thing, is like he wanted to record us having game night.
That was the thing at one point in time.
He's ever asked me about is, hey, man, you think, like, we could get together, you know, like, me and you and Colby and the girls, we play some Monopoly or something, you know, like that? Just like, no. I think, actually, what I say is there's no way you'll get Colby to agree to that, because I deflect.
Oh, yeah, no, I deflect on you when he asks.
It's perfect. It's a perfect relationship, yeah, isn't it?
It's really
it's
good.
Great. Like, we both don't want it, but we both don't have to hurt his feelings.
Right. Yep.
Great.
It's great.
Either way, I would play Liar's Dice, though, dude. Get a Liar's Dice can. The problem is we need another capture card in order to probably do board games, because we're going to need a camera with a better angle, you know.
Yeah, I was going to buy that.
Yeah, were you?
I was, but then I decided no.
Why, man? You're just lying to me right now. He's just needling me. That's all he's doing. I was staring at him last night in the cart, you know, and just like, God, I wish we had this, man. Hey, man, I'll buy the cord if you get the capture card. All right?
And what's the cord?
The cord to connect from the camera to the capture card.
You don't
card.
Have another USB cord?
It's not USB. It's HDMI.
It's HDMI to what?
It's mini HDMI to HDMI.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So I'll take care of that if you get the capture
man,
card.
Yeah, man, sure. Go right. for it.
No, so if I get it, then you're guaranteed to get the capture card?
I'm not signing shit about no guarantee, but yeah, go ahead and get it.
I'm not getting no guarantee.
Mm.
He was going to buy it with the new studio. Yeah, man, and he was guaranteed to get a studio. We were going to pay him back. That's what the guarantee was for. Hey, man, what's this fancy new vape you got over here? You've been sucking on it like it's a teat. Like, is that a Juul?
No.
You see they got Juuls at Quick Trip now, man?
I did see that.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Juul and any other vape?
Nothing.
Okay, then why are they so fancy?
I don't know.
They're just name brand vape?
Yeah.
It's so stupid that these brands can just spend $1 million to advertise and make it look like they're the best when really they're the same thing.
Yes. All of them are, except taste-wise. Like, I mean, the taste differs. I don't know.
Right, but
the
fact that it's Juul doesn't make it taste better.
Right.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, so.
What's with the new vape, man?
This one, it's like my bigger old one.
Okay.
Except my big, not with an exploding battery.
Oh, so is it the same thing? It's just an updated design? Or?
No, this is a different brand, but it's very similar.
It looks fancy, dude.
Does it?
It's like brushed metal. It's got buttons on it and lights.
It does have
dude.
A button in it. It makes me so fucking mad.
Why does it have a button? Is that like turn it off and on?
Yes. Just all I want to do is suck it. That's all I want to do.
Oh, son of a, I hate my life and my chair. It's a last one break. No, it
got recalled.
Yeah,
because it was gonna explode.
It turns out buying $5 vapes at a gas station may not be the best way to experience vaping.
It's fine.
I mean, yeah, it's fine.
Until it's not fine.
Until it explodes.
Yeah, until it's not fine.
But you know what? Old cigars back in the day. I see cartoons. They exploded all the time.
Yeah,
on people's
man.
Faces,
you put
so.
A stick of dynamite in there, and boom.
Yeah,
goes
man.
The cartoon
it happens
face of that
all
cat.
The time. So you know, and those people looked fine.
Yeah.
You know, you put a fire stick in your mouth, there's a chance it's going to explode.
Right.
Okay? It's yeah. just that's just
no,
a fact.
No, that's a thing.
Yeah, you're going to suck on a fire stick.
To like one in like a million bunches.
That'd be hilarious, wouldn't
so
it?
It's the way they like take out people. Minus the cancer. It's the way that they take out people.
But what just about...
Right in your face.
What about insurance scams, though?
What about
well, like, that? Okay, let's say you blow one dude's face off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How much he going to sue you for? $100K?
He's not going to sue shit. He's dead.
Well, yeah, but his family will sue, right?
No.
Yeah, they'll sue. Be like, hey, you killed our Danny, you know, and it'll be
no,
like...
No, they pick out the dudes who don't have family.
Someone's gonna sue.
They do research.
Okay. But they could still then recall and fix the vapes, and the insurance pays, you know, for that, right? Because they got recall insurance, I'm sure. You think GM's paying for all those airbag replacements? They're definitely not.
Yeah,
we're paying for it, man.
How?
Whenever we go get pay our car insurance, we're paying for the insurance premiums for these big fat cats. That's how it works, man.
So you're telling me that for our car insurance that we pay,
well, it goes into a giant pool,
and then that pool is
pays
used
out
to
pay out everybody,
pay out the cars,
right? But the GM
insuring.
They're following false reports, and they're getting big cash payouts that we're funding.
A new plague, man.
Let's just riot. Let's riot.
Dude, we need to murder so many people.
Why?
Because they suck.
But we have to do the whole insurance scam thing.
Or, yeah.
We also
either
do...
murder a lot of people or get a lot of money. One of those
I
two.
Would, I'd prefer the latter.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. But I think, really, the way that the world works, if we're being 100% honest, we can murder people. We can have a lot of money, then murder people. And then get away with it.
But we can't murder somebody and then
yeah.
get a lot of money?
Right, because they're like, he doesn't deserve to be rich, he's a murderer. But then if you're already rich, you're like, he couldn't have murdered somebody, he's rich, why would he do it? You know, it's that how that works.
Mm,
yeah.
I get you there.
Yep, that's how, yeah.
I'm also talking about like a vacuum where we can't get arrested for the murders.
Oh, well then yeah, it was murder.
Like magic murder.
Like, what if we get, like... Oh, you mean like we have some type of power?
Oh yeah, like
dead,
just
you know?
Yeah, think of someone and they poof.
All right, I just thought of three people.
Well, there you go. They're dead.
They're dead now.
Only if, right?
I know, right? Wouldn't that
only
be great? Because you know the three people I'm thinking of too.
Mm.
And yeah, you do. Because I bet two of them are same. I bet we share two of them.
The only two that are coming to my brain is Matthew and Pinella.
You got it, man. How'd you know that? See? See? I told you, we shared it, man. It was dead.
Oh, my God.
This is dead right there. I don't know who the third one is, honestly. I'd save that for you so you could kill four people. I don't know a lot of people, but I feel like you could do with less people.
Oh, no. They're not anybody that I know.
Just save it.
Like, I definitely wouldn't be saying names in my head. I'd be like that guy on the fucking freeway who cut me off.
Yeah, he's just dead. Although, ironically, now he's dead in his car and you're stuck behind him still.
Nah. His car blows up, too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Like, if I ever got a genie, I'd be like, what if I blew it? You know? Like, not blow the genie. But, like, what if like, I got three wishes?
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's like, I want invisibility, $20 billion,
mm-hmm.
and then I use the third one to, like, be attractive. Yo, let's just say. But then 20 years from now, I realized that the ability to be invisible contradicts the ability to be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I blew it. And now I've used my three wishes.
That's why the last one is always for more wishes.
But you can't wish for more wishes.
You can definitely wish. It's a wish.
You can't wish for more wishes. You can't make anyone fall in love with you. And you can't raise anybody from the dead. Those are like the genie wishes.
Those are
the genie rules, man.
Rules.
If you blow the genie, that's three more wishes.
Like a genie is a made up fucking thing, and you're putting rules on a made up fucking thing.
It's real genies, man.
No.
Genie rules. I'm going to Google it, man. Genie rules. See, genie offers Aladdin 3 wishes. He cannot kill anyone, make anyone fall in love, or bring people back from the dead. Can you ask for more wishes from a genie? Your initial premise is a genie can grant you exactly 3 wishes, and that he cannot grant you the wish of more wishes, however, is easily bypassed if you wish for more genies. Oh! What?
Well, there you go, man. You just got mind blown right there.
Dude, wish for more genies?
What is a female genie called?
What's a female genie called?
Yeah,
a Jeanette?
It's the next one down, you dumb. It's just
genie. A djinn or genie? Dude, why did you make me click on that? I hate everything about you right now.
Philosophy.
Let's see. These dudes are literally having a serious discussion about genies. So let me guess. Your first wish is to avoid all the wishing rules, right? I've been waiting 2,000 years for someone to figure that out. Yep, and then infinite wishes. Granted and granted. And I wish for you to prevent me from ever making a bad wish. Can genies see the future, man?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, why don't we wish to be genies?
Shit.
I know, right?
That's even better.
Because if you're, you gotta do the whole slavery thing, but...
Yeah.
Do you really?
Do you really? I'm pretty sure that fucking lamp is pretty cozy.
I wish to be a free genie.
I wish myself to be in a very expensive lamp.
No, I wish to be a free genie.
Or that.
And then you're just free.
Can you grant yourself your own wishes?
I would assume if you're a free genie. I mean, a genie in Aladdin is just over there making stuff for himself all the time.
That's true.
I just wish to be a genie.
Yeah, man, but who's to say how big that inside of that lamp is? It's magic.
It's magic. It could be huge.
Could be fucking Africa in there, man.
Yeah, man. Are you hearing Africa in your head right now?
Yeah, that's where I went.
What, did you not go? Did you go to a racist place?
Yep. Yeah, real fast.
See, like, I don't remember who it was, but someone in my... We were talking one day about superpowers, and I said my superpowers are invisibility and Deadpool's regeneration. Like, if you got to pick two. And someone told me that, like... Oh, you know what it was? A change from invisibility to the ability to stop time.
Mm-hmm.
Stop time and Deadpool's regeneration.
Okay.
That's what I want. Can you think of two better powers than that?
Other than the fact that you live forever, that sucks.
I want to live forever.
Why wouldn't you want to
don't understand the I don't want to live forever thing. I don't get it. That's the best part.
It would just take so long to go through forever, and I hate things that are long. I like them short and sweet.
No, man, I would love to live forever. But you think about... But see, I think...
I mean, I don't know what death is, so yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was... It's like just running away from the fear of death, man. You know, forever. And the thing is like, I think right now, we relate to living forever as, like, our lives are currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we had to live forever like we live right now, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
But I have the ability to stop time. So I can go and rob banks. You know, I can do whatever. Because I can stop time. Oh, I just raped you. You know? And you, specifically.
Oh, me?
You, specifically.
What?
Sorry. Stop time. You can't do nothing about it. Boom. Happened again.
Jesus.
See, that's the thing.
Stop raping me. Stop it.
All right, fine. I wish I could reverse time. Take it back. Because I hurt you as a friend.
How about telepathy?
No. Why would I want telepathy?
So you can, like, influence people's decisions. So you could get that money without robbing banks. And people just...
That's the same thing, though, right?
Nah,
robbing banks.
Because one... People whose banks were robbed are going to be like, where the fuck did our money go?
That's not my problem.
They're going to be looking for it. And if you spend the money...
Yeah, but if you walk up to Jerry...
If you spend the money, they're going to be coming to find you.
Yeah, but if you... Well, you're thinking like a jumper situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no. Well, the cops. Yeah.
I'm not scared of the cops, though, because the cops show up, stop time.
And then just run away again?
Yeah, just leave.
But then you're always on the run.
No, because eventually those cops will die, because I live forever.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You win.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, I could end up in jail, you know, and but still, I could stop time, steal key cards, get out of jail. Yeah, there's no, like, I get it. Like, I could be mildly inconvenienced.
Yes.
But there's no situation that I couldn't get out of by stopping time.
Unless someone else had stop time, too.
I mean, if we start going down that road. Because what happens if he stops time while I stop time?
You're both in stopped time.
Oh, my God. What if we make a movie about it, dude? Two people can stop time, and they don't know each other exists until they're both stopped time, and they're both not stopped in the time. Like, when time stops for one of them, it stops for the other person, too. Like, see, the idea is I stop time, you don't know time has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've just lived 5 years over here doing whatever, come back, resume the show. You know, you don't know. But if you could also stop time, and then I stop time, you know, everything around us ceases. But me and you still live doing stuff. But we don't know. How would that work, though? Because you would know that time stopped if you were in China, and I stopped over here because time would have to stop in China. Okay.
No, I would say they could both equally stop time when they want to, and they don't affect the other one with stopping the time. But they both stop time at a point at the same time in the same area. And then just see the other one
like
walking
you got a snap or something, you know?
And like, yeah, and then
like
you're
they both—it's like a split screen. It's like
what the fuck?
You know, like a really slow motion snap, and then yeah, like that exactly. And then you know, time stop, but they're both moving. They're both robbing the same bank.
You don't even have to snap at the same time. One could snap, and then the other could snap.
But he's stopped time. He can't snap if he's not. Aware.
You don't know that man's time manipulation.
Dude, we can't make this movie.
Oh, no, no, no.
We're gonna
get a
pretzel.
No, I get you. I got where you were.
Yeah, they have to snap at the same time.
Right. Otherwise, one of them would be frozen.
Yes. Yes.
Technically.
Yes. You
but
got
wouldn't
it.
He just, like, pop in since he has the ability? Well, no,
no, because he can't move.
Jesus.
It has to be at the exact same time.
This hurts my brain.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know, man.
Let's
we
just
went down a rabbit hole.
To make Sahara money drop. And nothing else.
It's better than that.
I don't know, man. But I'm just saying, like, they're immune to each other's time powers. Like, that would make him think he has, like, he's, like, stop at time when he's not. You know?
Right. Yeah, that would be the thing. That would be the one where you, they would, you, if
right.
one of them stopped time, the
right.
other would know that time was stopped.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's got to be at the same time.
Like what if, here's the movie idea, son! Okay. Dude can't stop time, but he's immune to the time stoppage. He goes through his life with time just randomly stopping around him
mm-hmm.
with no control. He has to live his life knowing time stops and doesn't stop and he can't control it. And so the whole movie is the point of him trying to figure out the person who's stopping time.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna steal that.
Like, you mean steal it?
I'm gonna steal it.
Okay. It's yours.
I'm not gonna give you credit, and I'm gonna make it and make $1 million.
You're gonna give me some money.
No.
You're gonna get that studio. I have a guarantee.
No, I'm gonna give you a thing of fireball. That's what you get.
Well, that's better than nothing.
That's what you get.
I'll take it. I'm gonna need it, too.
Jesus.
Immune guy hunting the time stopper. Exactly. You know, and we can, like, make people feel things by, like, making him wait, like, 3 months, and he's, like, aging, but, like, the people around him aren't, you know.
Do the time... Oh, wait, what? No. You, as the time stopper, you don't age because you have Deadpool's
right.
powers. But the man
right.
immune does
right.
age.
Right.
Okay.
Because he's just there, you know.
Got my back, man. Can you pause time and fix my back?
No, but we could just take time out of the show to fix it.
Oh, my God.
If you were to choke a giraffe, would you choke it from the bottom of its neck or the top of its neck? Or wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. It's got to cut off airflow.
The bottom would just take longer.
It's bigger.
Or no. The top would take
bigger
no.
around.
I don't know. The time from the air to move through the mouth.
It wouldn't matter if you close the air valve. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's like saying a garden hose. You choke it at the source. You choke it at the end.
No.
It doesn't
because
matter.
If you choke him at the top, he's still got all that neck full of oxygen left. So if you
do you know how breathing
bottom,
works, man?
Dude,
it does itself like...
Yeah, he's got oxygen in the big long neck.
He gets to breathe it in and out, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying both will end in his death.
That's what I'm so it doesn't matter.
But the top, if you choke him at the top, it will take longer because he's got more oxygen in the neck.
It would take fractions of a second longer.
Not fractions.
Fractions.
But a decent.
It would take
like
fractions of a second. Not a minute.
30
he's
seconds.
Not a whale.
30 fucking seconds, man. 30 extra seconds. That's all I'm fucking talking about. I'm not saying there's a fucking hour for this guy to be like, why are you choking me, man?
It doesn't matter. That's the answer to the man's question. If you wanted to choke a giraffe, it doesn't matter where you choke it.
Just choke the giraffe.
Then
take it out.
It's easy. Does water have a taste? Yes.
It tastes like water.
It tastes like water.
Yeah.
Tastes like life?
Mm. I mean, it's getting deep over there.
Dude, I can't handle that type of...
Nope.
That type of... Okay, should I start with a fireball or go for a beer, man? Let's YOLO.
Liquor first.
Let's YOLO it.
Yeah, liquor first, then beer.
Let's YOLO it.
It's the other way around if you want to get sick. If you want
to
get sick,
I was about to pour the fireball into this glass.
Beer,
that's not right.
Then you take a shot of liquor.
Putting it in my my Witcher shot glass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you have that? You can't see it. They can't see it because their camera sucks. You know what to fix that?
A capture card.
That would fix that.
Yeah. Ooh. Do you want the shot glass and I just drink out the bottle?
No, I'm not taking any of that.
Just wait till getting over it starts, man.
I may take one, but no, I'm not good.
Oh, God, that is so good.
That's for you.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Groggy stream?
I know.
It's possible.
I mean, yeah, it's possible. I mean, 11 a.m. is pretty late in the day for me, so.
Yeah, that's like 2 o'clock for me.
But not in sleep time.
No,
You're not awake at 11 a.m.
No, no, no. But in sleep time, like you sleeping until 11 is me sleeping until 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect. That's exactly right. That's when you start show on Sundays. It's when I start my streams. Yep. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, man.
Somehow.
Oh, I would sleep longer on Sundays.
If you could.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. We were into the show. I was talking to my stream about the pizza party.
On the show.
The pizza party I'm having a week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think I've invited Colby and Britt, but I don't think they're coming. And then Chris Offstreet was making a good point. There's no way you're coming. Right.
Why is that?
What? Well, because you wouldn't show up till 9:30. Would be done by then.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. When is it?
Saturday, June 30th.
Why wouldn't we?
Because you will go out the Friday. You'll stay out till 4. You'll sleep till 4. And then you'll have to go to the gym, get your shower, do all your stuff, and then you wouldn't be here till like 9:30 on Saturday night.
Nah.
Like, if we were going to hang out Saturday...
There was something else that was happening. Shit.
I mean, I asked you before I picked the date, and you weren't busy then when I asked you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Warped Tour is the week after that.
Yeah, it's the 4th of July weekend.
And then I was thinking, like, Lizzie's...
Wait.
Complex has like a 4th of July kind of bashity bash. But that's the week before.
Are you going to be gone Warped Tour show too?
Yeah. What's the other show I'm going to be gone for?
Is that the Sunday show?
No.
Or Thursday show?
It's a Thursday.
Warped Tour's on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Dude, just no regard for people's time.
No.
It's just rude.
Well, they got like fucking 50 places to go, man.
Really?
Kansas just ends up on a Thursday.
Well, is there like 3 people at each one?
No. There's a fuck ton.
And why are they stopping it?
Because they don't make a lot of... Well...
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
Got him, chat. Got
him. I don't really know.
Yeah, that's what I thought, man.
I mean, there's a lot of people that go.
Does Britt even like that music?
Somewhat.
Is she lying to you when she says she does?
Probably. Okay. But she can stand it.
Okay. It's nice of her to go with you, man.
Yeah.
So that's your birthday gift from her, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm not getting you a birthday gift.
That's fine.
Okay. Just want to let you know. I don't
give me the gift of not having to make those fucking emotes.
I can't do that. I need those emotes.
All right, get me out of this fucking contract.
All right, here you go.
There you go.
Chad, he wasn't going to honor it anyway. That's an easy gimme.
Yeah.
There. Now,
but now you can't use that ever again.
But now you have to get me something because I just got you a gift. So.
No.
Just point to that. Just point to that. Okay, thanks, man. There, say easy.
Mm-hmm. I also have to write a goddamn paragraph about your bitch ass, too.
No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
God.
That was for a 30... That was a 25, man. That's a milestone.
Oh, is it a milestone?
31 means nothing.
You're now over the hill.
Yeah, it's over, man. What are you looking at? What are you looking at and laughing at?
You. You're over the hill. Also, my head itches.
Stop looking over there. You're making me nervous. Stop looking. Stop it. What's over there?
Where do you think I'm looking?
I don't know.
I'm looking at the fucking screen.
Don't look over there.
I look over there all the time.
Tried to turn it off and it didn't turn off. It's
over the Jonah Hill? Oh, really? Oh, really?
Is that your Jonah Hill?
Does the power of Christ compel me? Does it, Jay?
Man, I know what you're quoting, but that doesn't sound anything like Jonah Hill.
No. It was a demon voice Jonah fucking Hill,
well,
too.
That's true, I guess. Whatever. Dude, that's a great movie.
I'm alive!
Did you just recently watch that or something? Or you just remember those quotes?
The fucking... I rewatched the end, like, I don't know, three, four months ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, Danny Jonah McBride. Hill gets fucking possessed.
Yeah, he becomes a demon.
And Jay is like, the power of Christ compels you. And he's like, oh, really?
Does it compel me?
Yeah,
I love it.
It's one of my favorite scenes.
It's a great movie, dude. That's a fantastic movie. Like, What's-His-Face, James Franco's walking around with that gun the whole movie. That's probably one of my favorite comedies, honestly. Because that's their Sahara Money Drop, man.
Yeah.
That's the movie they're just like, we got FU money now, let's just make a movie that we want to make. Let's use our real names, because we can.
What if we were having a party, like, right now?
Yeah, that's what
And then all of a sudden, the rapture happens.
Yeah.
And we have to get to heaven because we're terrible people.
The best scene in that movie is when Danny McBride and Seth Rogen are trying to chip through the concrete down to the storage bunker where the water is. Mm-hmm. And Danny McBride starts storming off. He gets mad and he storms off. He's like, come back, man. He's like, I can't come back. I've already walked too far. And he's like, just turn around. And he's like, I cannot. That's the best part of that whole movie. But he's just walking away. Musical chairs were the original Battle Royale. I don't remember any deaths in musical chairs, but...
It's a version of it.
I don't think I've ever played musical chairs in my life.
Really?
To be honest with you. Have you?
Yeah.
Do kids still play musical chairs?
Doubtful.
I don't think they do, right?
Well, no, wait. I went to a hockey game with Britt, like, a couple months ago, and they played musical chairs on the ice.
But that was put on by adults.
Yeah.
Kids were forced to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't think at school they're doing musical chairs anymore. Because probably little Jimmy sometimes stubbed his toe.
You know, there's adults in schools, right, that would probably put the kids up to doing musical chairs.
You know, you could take
your
logic.
You know,
they're
not just chilling in their basement being like, hey, guys, you want to play musical chairs?
Maybe they are, dude.
They're not doing that.
Nick, let's do a musical chairs, Cole.
They're
playing
Fortnite now.
They are.
They upgraded their Battle Royale.
They are. That's true. It's good graphics. What about the thing with the parachute? Did you ever do that? Where, like, you threw the parachute up in the air and then you all got under the parachute? You think
that's
they're doing that
class.
Anymore?
That's gym class.
How does that work out, anything?
They're like, oh, how's it hold out?
I mean, that's literally
air
just...
Air exists.
That's just the gym teachers. Like, that's just him being like, I don't want to teach today.
I'm going to be in my office.
Dance with the parachute. School is dumb.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is dumb. Like, there's no reason for it.
Taxes.
Taxes also dumb.
No, like taxes, your personal finance, all that jazz. You don't need to teach that, but you need
they
to
don't
teach
learn
kids how to throw a parachute up in the air.
Yeah.
And get under.
I mean, that's the way it is, you know. How to save money. How not to get in credit card debt. Forget it. Throw up this parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah. What
don't
about...
Don't worry about life until, you know, you're in it.
Right. You'll figure it out. Crash course.
You need a real parachute now.
I mean, really all they got to teach you at high school or in school is just like, the man's going to bone you. You can't do anything about
it. Well,
they
should immediately put every kid in debt.
Yeah, just to teach them.
And then work them.
They should
be like, you need to repay this.
What they should do is they should ask one question in like kindergarten and be like, which one of you are going to dedicate your lives to law or medicine? And then whichever kids don't raise their hands, they go to the parachute place. All right, and the other kids, they get fast-tracked to being the corporate fat cats.
To law or medicine?
Yeah, those are the only real careers.
Mm.
If you're not a lawyer or a doctor... You probably have a bad life.
How about tech?
No.
Tech's getting there.
No, because they're all still lawyers and doctors.
No, they're not.
You know how many doctors? Let's look up the board of directors for Facebook, man. Look at this. I just typed face board of directors. I forgot the word book. Facebook board of directors. Here we go.
I forgot about lines.
Line leaders, dude?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's check this out, okay?
I forgot about that shit.
Board of directors. Okay, here we go. Board of directors. Let's see. Prior to Facebook, she was vice president of global online sales at Google. chief of staff for the United States Treasury under President Clinton. She received a B.A. summa cum laude for Harvard. So she went to Harvard, man. Lawyer.
Yep.
Okay?
That was business school, though, man, not law school.
It's Harvard.
It's not business. It's not law school.
It's law school. Business. Harvard is a law school.
No.
They just, you don't have to get a law degree.
Harvard's a university that offers a very big degree of students with law degrees.
Can we just be honest with ourselves? And
you can't just jive hand your way in here, turkey.
Can we both just admit that we're arguing about something we don't know anything about when it comes to Harvard?
No, because I know this about Harvard.
You don't know anything about Harvard.
I know this about Harvard.
You don't.
I went to the School of Law for birds there.
Did you also glue your hands with Elmer's glue in second grade as well? No, my school couldn't afford glue. I don't know about glue.
Yeah, and then you like picked off the skin of it, or the skin, the glue.
I never did that.
Yeah, I did that.
All right, let's see. Mark Andreessen, let's see.
This guy was a stoner all through his life. We picked him up selling weed outside
Netscape.
Of our offices.
See.
He had good idea.
He holds a Bachelor of Science, Computer Science. Okay. All right. You know what? That's
tech
one
man.
For tech.
Tech man,
that's
man.
That's one for tech. One
I'm
for tech.
Talking reasonably? No.
When
do I do
Erskine?
That? Erskine, man. Get it right.
Is that what it is?
Erskine Bowles.
We can't even pronounce their name. You know that they're not. They're smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
It takes more intelligence than we have to pronounce that man's name.
Yeah.
That's just not fair. Okay, let's see. Morgan Stanley, a Bachelor of Science of Business from University of North Carolina.
He's another businessman, man.
Businessman. You might be right.
Business, tech. I'm not seeing no lawyers or health people.
I feel like businessmen are all lawyers, though, in some way.
I mean, close.
Yeah. See, Kenneth L. Chenault. All right, let's see. He has... Okay. J.D.? Holds a JD from Harvard Law School. Lawyer.
One.
Lawyer.
One.
Susan Desmond Hellman. All right, let's see. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Pre-Med.
Are you fucking
Doctor
kidding me?
Reed Hastings. He's Mark Andreessen's partner. He has to be a mathematics. All right, that dude's too nerdy. We kick his butt. All right, yeah. He's in the parachute.
His name's Reed, man.
Every once in a while, there's one from the parachute that makes it into business, okay? Just a lucky stick. Peter Thiel, Stanford Law. Okay, Jeffrey Zients, political science? What? Dude, what is that? Crazy, dude. Crazy. You want to contact the board? You want to write him something, man? Let's write him. But how many of y'all lawyers? We just write that on a piece of paper, we just address it and mail it off, see what happens.
They'd be like, all right, trash, next.
Mark, we got this letter, it just says, how many of y'all lawyers? That is hilarious, Karen. I will put that into my humor processing unit for analysis. That's my Mark Zuckerberg impression.
That was pretty
good. His humor analysis center said smile, but not quite laugh, not funny enough. That's how Mark Zuckerberg would handle emotions. I feel that way. Yep. Is this laughing, Karen? No, Mark, that's smiling awkwardly. I will tag that and retain that information.
Tag it.
So, see? Lawyers, man.
That was like one lawyer. You're fucking wrong. You're fucking wrong.
And there was a doctor in there.
Yeah, there was one of each.
Yeah, and the everything. Rest were the rest of, you know, okay, that's not going to tell us who they are. I don't know. I know this is stupid because if I went back to college, if I ever went to college, I would go for business. But I feel like business isn't a real degree.
It's kind of the general.
It's just like a catch-all. Like, I feel like if you become a lawyer, you're going to know how businesses work. Because you know who businessmen go to make businesses? Lawyers.
Yeah.
You know? And doctors, they're doctors. They don't need businesses because they can fix your heart if it breaks or whatever, you know?
Well, yeah, the legal side of a business is one side of it, but there's more to owning a business than just being
Yeah,
legal.
But none of the business people I feel like can actually do anything. Like, the business degree will not let you know the ins and outs of accounting, you know?
What?
You guys behind changing the name of water. To Zuck Juice?
What's this dude's like deal with water, man?
Are you like water, dude?
Do you have a problem with water?
Are you trying to push a water-based agenda?
Did water hurt you?
Where did water touch you? Show us on the water doll.
Oh, God.
I want to know who's on the board of directors for Google.
Who gives a shit?
I
want to
prove my point that they're all lawyers, man. You should be happy that I'm wasting time with this. It's less time for you to play Getting Over It.
Yeah, we got 15. No, yeah. I'm already playing 2 hours of that fucking game. I'm not playing any more than that. Not at all. Shoot me in my fucking face.
Not any less.
Like, literally just cut my face off.
Not any less either. Okay, Sergey Brin. Here's one of them. All right, let's see what he did. Let's look.
Damn, you stupid bitch.
He is University of Maryland, Stanford. These are the founders, so they don't count. Like, let's see who John Doerr is. John Doerr, Harvard Business School. All right.
Not a lawyer.
Still Harvard, though.
Not a lawyer.
All right, this guy, MIT.
Not a lawyer.
Not a lawyer. But they're all there. I don't know, man.
Not a lawyer.
Stanford. You know what it really is in tech? You have to go to Stanford or Harvard.
Yeah.
There's like two dudes who went to like not there. Look at this lady. She's got so much stuff. John. Oh, that's a man. John Hennessy. He's named after a liquor.
He probably has never tasted it.
He's the 10th president of Stanford University.
Nope.
He's a doctor. See that?
No.
Doctor, man. Doctor. Ann Mather. What's an MA? What's that?
Masters.
It's from... It's, she's British, so...
I got to marry Ann
The Master
Art.
Of Arts, yes. I got a Master of Arts from Cambridge. I was a CFO at Pixar. Yes, I'm British. I used to work at Shutterfly.
She is a current member, it looked like. It didn't say past.
Whatever, dude. I can't read.
Dude, she could work at 5 different big companies at the same time. Man, she's a woman. Women's rights. Feminism.
Look at this man's pants.
There's a problem in that pants.
Those are pants.
He's got trees for legs, man.
Dude, Larry Page, oh, he's a founder. He don't count either. Eric Schmidt, oh, he's the smart man,
he's
right?
He's the lawyer, right?
Oh, he's got to be a lawyer. His net worth is $12.6 billion.
Jesus.
He went to California, University of California, Berkeley. He got an MS degree for designing and implementing a network, linking the campus computer center with the CS. He also earned a PhD. That makes him a doctor. All right. I'm so mad Super PS4 Superman made me miss the start of the stream. I'm sorry, Icy. You haven't missed anything.
Yeah, we've been just rambling.
This lady's name is Tilghman.
Tilghman. Shirley
like
Tilghman.
She looks like a very nice lady. Princeton.
I would give you a cookie.
She lives in Princeton. I didn't know Princeton was a town. Did you know that, man?
Yeah, man. That's where Princeton is.
You're an idiot. I hate everything about who you choose to be, man.
That was so dumb.
We're going to switch the gate over right now.
No, we are not. You have 10 more minutes to film, monkey. Do your little dance.
By the time we wrap up the show...
No.
And we switch
False.
All over...
False. We're going 30 minutes late into the show. Hour and a half of Getting Over It. You guys have no idea how much I don't want to play this fucking game.
Dude, they added it to this. They added it, man.
Or Fortnite. Either one of those two.
No,
literally
about Dark Souls
chop
3.
Me up into bits and then stick me on a fucking coffee table.
People are so excited to play Fortnite with you, though. Are you... I've told chat that you may back out of that. Because they asked you during the happiest I've seen you in 10 years when you were playing zombies.
I didn't say any answer.
You did. You
no.
said, yes, I will play with
I
you.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
1,000%. You show me proof. You clip that shit or else I... No, I didn't say
I
that.
I told you guys he was going to back
I
out
I did not
it.
Say that. Of course, I don't remember saying it.
I mean, you were shocked.
Possible that I could have said it.
I was shocked that you agreed. Because I had been telling Stream. I had been telling them, guys, he's not going to want to do voice chat or play games with you. And because I know you.
I can't do voice chat. I'm on a show.
You can do voice chat. It'll be part of the show.
Can you put it on the show where they can hear the other people? So we're going to have listeners on our show.
Yes.
Their voices for the first time.
Yes. Well, it's not the first time. We used to have a phone. People could call.
First time.
You agreed.
First time.
I mean, you can mute people if they're racist or whatever.
First time.
I mean, you're gonna, we're gonna vet them.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're gonna, we're not just gonna let anyone sync up with Funk You Bench. There's like two people that want to play with you. Okay, you're not that popular.
Nah, that, no, they're fine.
Okay, yeah, you said you
would, I don't care,
talk and play with them, and I said no. I think you're gonna regret that next week.
Why?
I don't know, I just feel like you're not gonna want to talk to people.
You're just gonna put another game up that's more entertaining than Fortnite, and then I'm gonna have to play that shit-ass game.
Dude, I'm just gonna have to pick off the list, man. I don't make the list. Okay?
You pick which ones get voted on, though.
That's true, I do do that. I do that.
You motherfucker.
You can't get mad at me for that, man.
Can too.
They're all bad!
There's some on there that are less bad.
No! Like Mario Party?
That one's less bad.
Yeah, we played that one 2 weeks ago. Then you had zombies. You've had a break, man.
I'm not ready to go back into the shit, man.
So tonight you're getting deep
I've got
in
my, like, ticket home from the war. I don't want to go back. No. You're signing me up for another
I'm
tour.
I'm knocking those bags out of your hand, putting you back on the train, man.
I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to edit that list and then put all good games on there. And then they're just going to have to... You're going to have to pick from that because that's... You can't say it. Me.
You can't edit my list.
Oh, I can edit your list.
I don't think you can.
I'm gonna hack you.
You're gonna hack me?
Yeah, I'm gonna hack the shit.
Yeah, I don't think you have the skills for that,
oh,
man.
Oh, I've been hiding them.
Could you please use them to make
secretly
us money?
We have $1 million.
Okay.
And that shows you how little me? I want to buy a capture card for.
And you did buy me Fireball, so you did hold up your end of the bargain, then. You did.
What? Bargain?
You said if you made $1 million from the movie that you stole from me.
Mm-hmm.
That you would buy me Fireball with.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't from that. It was from my hacking.
Well, yeah, but still, $1 million.
No, that's another $1 million.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to get 2 bottles of Fireball?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's fine with me.
I'm going to have $2 million.
That's great, dude. I'm happy for you. It's a lot of taxes on that, though.
It's all offshore.
What, so you can't... Oh, so you do have to pay taxes in the Caymans?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think $2 million is enough money to put it offshore.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's enough.
I don't think it is.
It's enough, man. I don't want to be spending $100,000 on taxes. And more than that, probably.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
Probably $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, taxes suck. I think when you're that rich, though, you don't pay taxes. Like how Amazon didn't have to pay taxes this year.
Well, see,
that,
not if it was Bernie. If it was fucking Bernie, if I had $2 million, I'd be paying 60%.
I haven't heard Bernie's name in 6 months.
He's still out there, man.
Is he?
He was on Bill Maher not too long ago.
I didn't know Bill Maher was still out
there. Bill Maher's still doing stuff, man.
Dude, those poor people.
Get a YouTube and pay attention to things.
No,
man.
I'm not going to do that. I watch Tone's videos. That's about it, man.
That informs you of nothing other than...
It informs me of your life.
Nah.
I see you on that paddle boat, man.
I was on that paddle boat, man.
Yeah, see? See?
Oh, yeah. Did you really need to see me on a paddle boat?
I quite enjoyed it. Everything else. I abhorred.
Uh-huh.
But you on paddleboat was great.
Okay.
Yeah. Paddleboat part was great. Okay, now we've wasted another 2 minutes. You happy?
God, that's only been
2 minutes. You stalled me 2 minutes from the inevitable, man. Let's just get it over with. It's not going to be that bad. You watch PewDiePie play it, right? So you
yes.
know it well?
I know how. No, I don't. I have no idea how the mouse mechanics work.
I didn't either. You know you have to use this mouse. This computer doesn't have Bluetooth, so.
Smooth.
Sorry.
Smooth.
Sorry, man.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, smooth.
Sorry. This mouse sucks, by the way.
I bet.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's because you don't have a mouse pad.
No, it's because it gets stuck under my laptop, and it's just going to be a bad time for you.
See?
It's not going to be
easy. Why even do it? Let's just cancel it.
No.
Let's cancel it, man.
Oh, I think the worst is the better entertainment it's going to be.
I think the worst entertainment, it's going to be worse.
What was that? Do you want to try that sentence
wrongs,
again?
Two opposites don't make the same thing, man.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just cancel it. If it's an opposite of cancel.
What is that
just
from?
Just opposite cancel.
What is that from? I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that from?
That's Brick.
Is that Brick?
Yeah. Brick, where'd you get that hand grenade? I don't know.
I feel like that's not it.
That's it.
I mean, I think that is it, but that's not what I'm thinking of.
That's it.
Your mic is so loud, I hear you sucking on your face, man.
You hear the button. You hear the button.
And I hear I hear that as well. That's better, thank you.
Oh, the button wasn't on.
Oh, is he just sucking? So you're just not going to go back to your old vape then because it might explode?
Until they come out with it again.
Oh, so it's gone.
Yeah.
You can't even
buy
it.
They pulled it from the stores. It's a recall, man.
That's not good, dude.
No, I really wish my apartment got set on fire so I could sue them. Then I would really have $1 million.
You really would.
Yeah.
You really would.
I'm this close to just going into a store and, like, removing the fucking slippity-slip sign and falling and breaking a leg.
Dude, you want money that badly?
Yeah.
Maybe what you should do is focus your efforts on something, you know, that actually could make money if we paid more attention to it, like this show.
More attention.
A big mistake. Jesus.
More attention?
Yeah.
What more attention do you want, man?
Brand!
I know that's all you want. I know it, and I'm not going to give it to you.
I know.
Because I'm maniacal like that. I like seeing you twitch and squirm and suffer. Because you make me play this fucking game.
I don't.
It's all because of this.
This chat.
As soon as Colby Plays Games happened, I made the graphics for that. Then I was done because I knew I was going to die. This game's gonna kill me.
Just remember, man, I want to do Colby Plays Game once a month. Remember that.
That's once a month. But you still created the thing.
Well, chat clamored for it.
You created
it. I'm just giving the people what they want, because I'm a people pleaser and an entertainer. You know what you are? A people hater and a inner hater.
Inner hater? I hate myself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes.
Because, I mean, yeah. But
that's not what I was saying, but yes, I would have to agree with that.
But an inner hater? What did you mean by inner hater?
Like, I said I'm a people pleaser and an entertainer.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a people hater and an inner hater. Dude, all right, you know what's happening right now, don't you? You know what's happening? This is happening. That's what's happening. Close enough. Close enough. All right, guys. Here's what's happening. Those of you who are listening on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, why? Go to twitch.tv/SaidTheColby. Follow us. Watch the videos live as they happen. If not, youtube.com/SaidTheColby. That's where all the video on demands are. Okay? That's where they are. Go there. Subscribe. We lost another subscriber on YouTube, by the way. Now we're down to 22 now. We got almost 150 followers on Twitch and 22 YouTube subscribers.
What are you guys doing?
Isn't that weird?
What are you guys doing?
Like, we're actively losing people on YouTube. Whatever.
YouTube show, man. We talk to chat too much.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Well, they could come here and watch it.
They could.
You know? But anyway, guys, here's the thing, okay? If you're watching live on Twitch, don't leave. We're going to do Colby Plays Games. He is playing Get Over It. Getting Over It. Getting Over It.
That's it.
That's it. He's playing that tonight in about 5 minutes from now.
For about 5 minutes.
No, for 2 full hours.
For about 5 minutes.
Then repeat that for 2 full hours.
It's about like 6 minutes.
And then repeat it for 2 full hours. Whatever a time limit you gotta take before you drink another Miller. 2 full hours.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna load you up a Miller Lite. And then what's gonna happen is then we'll leave and then we'll be on... Then we'll be back Sunday. So if you're here on Twitch, don't leave. Everywhere else, go to youtube.com/SaidTheColby if you want the video on demand. You can also watch Colby Plays Games on demand at youtube.com/SaidTheColby. Also, follow the channels. If you don't follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all at SaidTheColby. Go check those out and do the stuff.
Do the thank you thing.
Yeah, they're not leaving. They're going to be here.
Well, they can leave for a second and go click on it and come back.
Do this!
There you go.
Do that while you wait. Click all those links.
What are the links?
Click all those links. What do you mean, what are they?
What are the links?
Subscribe to us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a tip.
What does subscribe mean?
$4.99 a month.
Okay.
You get an emote. You get to watch the show ad-free.
Mm-hmm.
You get to support the show. That's a big part of it. Also, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. They're all Seth and Colby. There's a subreddit that's Seth and Colby. There's also a Discord you can join. There's also a P.O. Box if you want to mail us stuff. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. Mail us nudes.
What else can they mail us, man?
Awesome toys for me. Used underwear for Colby. Anything you want to request specifically?
Give me like an hour and a half to think about it, man.
All right, man.
Give me like an hour and a half.
A gun is what he's going to request at the end of getting over it.
I mean, like, no. I mean, like, literally let me sit here thinking about it for an hour and a half.
No, I can't do that, man. You got a show to do. Sorry.
I don't.
You do.
But that's the show. It's me thinking about what I want them to send me.
Yeah, send some vape juice. You want some vape juice, man? That doesn't accept custom juice, right?
No.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be useful. Mm-hmm. Let's just drink it after a hard day.
Well, let's see. Let's go into detail about the vape. Let's see.
This ain't gonna work.
Put it in through the top. I don't think I can. I don't think I can.
No, I don't think you can either. I see, do it. You won't. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
67275.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
All right, so we're going to leave now. But people on Twitch, don't go anywhere. Everyone else will be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, for more shenanigans. All right?
No. Stay here forever so I don't have to play this game.
Guys, everyone else stay here. All right? We'll be back in just a second.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.